Get to a better state, State Farm.
The DirecTV by Intersource pregame show.
DirecTV by Intersource. 815-1800 and online at intersource.co.
Welcome back to the floor of the Murphy Center. Time to get you starting lineups for the 26-6 Blackman Blaze and the 32-2 Brentwood Bruins. Blackman here by virtue of their 72-63 win over Memphis Hamilton. By the way, it was the first win in 72 years for a Murfreesboro school over a Shelby County team. Central Tigers beat Whitehaven by 10, 44-34, 1942. Our schools have lost seven in a row until Blackman's win over Hamilton. Number three, Juwan Jennings, 6'3", junior forward Jennings to get the start today. Number four, Isaiah Hart, 5'10", junior guard Hart. Number five, Lucas Hart, 6'3", senior forward Hart. Andrew Rogan, number 14, 6'2", senior forward Rogan. And Pierce, Reed Pierce, 22, 6'4", senior post. For the Brentwood Bruins of Dennis King, Jalen Lawson, number 20, a 5'10 junior guard. Number 22, James McPherson, a 6-foot junior guard. Grant Teichman, number 32, a 6'3 junior forward. Number 40, Andy Shumpert, a 6'8 senior forward. And number 44, Jacob Adcock, a 6'3 senior forward. So for Blackman, it's Jennings, Hart, Rogan, and Pierce. For the Bruins of Brentwood, it's Lawson, McPherson, Teichman, Shumpert, and Adcock. We're about ready to get this one underway here from the Murphy Center. Again, if you'd like to listen into the Lady Raiders game versus FIU in the semifinals, they are on 89.5 WMOT. And just listen to this crowd. Both sides fired up. Great Brentwood crowd, but an even better Blackman crowd here to cheer on the Blaze. Pierce is going to jump center and does so with Adcock. It's controlled by the Bruins, clad in the black uniforms with some blue trim, blue and white. They're moving left to right. Blackman in the home whites, trimmed in orange and navy. Got to watch their three-point shooting for sure. Adcock out front. Tight man-to-man defense by the Blackman Blaze. Lawson has it between the circles, and Rogan pushes him way out. Gets some room, glides to the rack. There's going to be a foul called on Andrew Rogan. Got by Rogan and got to the rack. Should be some free throws upcoming, and they are. Rogan's first foul, game's first foul, and that is going to send Jalen Lawson, the junior guard, to the fans heating and air free throw line. First toss is good. He will have another facing the Blackman fans here. Second toss is good. They are a very disciplined basketball team. Don't make a lot of mistakes. Full court press down the far sideline. Isaiah Hart back to Rogan. Mid court down to Jennings. They get it into the far corner to Lucas Hart. Tries to go baseline. Cut off there. Needs some help. Throws the ball away. Turnover for the Blaze. Tremendous pressure here to start this game by the Brentwood Bruins. Far sideline is where Adcock will inbound. Adcock left wing, now to the right side. Shumpert drives in the lane. Bunny hop shot, 6-footer, no good. Pierce had the rebound, and then Shumpert's going to foul over the back. And the foul on 40. Wanted to make sure it'll be Blackman's basketball. Far end zone line. Triggering it in from the baseline is Rogan. Does so to Isaiah Hart here left side. Back to Rogan. They're going to face this full court pressure. And now Rogan travels in the backcourt. So two possessions, two turnovers. Brentwood leading 2-0. We have played a minute. Brentwood gets to inbound here right underneath their goal. The inbounds, they get it to Shumpert. The fadeaway is good. Andy Shumpert, 4-0. Brentwood, they got up on Wilson Central early in their game. Isaiah Hart back out to Jennings. Jennings to the foul line. Glides in there, dumps it down low. Pierce going up strong, and he is going to draw the foul. I think that's going to be Blackman's game plan. They're going to try to get the ball inside and do what they can in the paint here. Foul is on Jalen Lawson of Brentwood, his first. And at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line is senior Reed Pierce. Fans Heating and Air offering the finest products and services since 1966. 893-7930. First toss is good. And here comes the second free throw. About six quick dribbles, a spin. Shot it, got it. 4-2 now. Brentwood, 6:36 left here in the first. Ball is going to be thrown away. They got it over to Teichman, but he lost the basketball out of bounds. Thought it was actually tipped by Blackman, I think, because he let it go. No pressure this time down. Rogan the toss in to Isaiah Hart, who calls the play as he crosses the MT in the center of the floor here at Monty Hale Arena. Juwan Jennings to the right side. Burns it across court. Three-pointer. Isaiah Hart off the side of the rim. Tip up, won't fall for Juwan Jennings. Brentwood basketball. McPherson in the backcourt. The winner is in the championship game tomorrow versus the Arlington Oak Ridge winner. Let's make it the team from the borough. Baseline jumper. Bounces twice. Won't fall for Shumpert. Offside rebound taken out of there by Jennings. Doing a pretty good job on the board so far. Both rebounds have been defensive rebounds. Jennings to the right side. Pulls up inside the three-point line. Swish! Juwan Jennings, the long two to tie us up at four apiece. 5:30 left in the first. Ball goes into the far corner to Lawson. Down to Shumpert. Turns, spins, tries to get free in the lane. Fadeaway jumper's good. He's kind of got that little shot going right now. Couple from that spot. 6-4. Brentwood leading Blackman. And now there should be a foul called here on Jalen Lawson, and it is, and that is going to be his second foul. And immediately Coach Dennis King has a sub ready to come in. And coming in is Jack Bautista. Bautista, 2-for-4 in their semifinal game versus Wilson Central from three. So he's a pretty good sub coming in off the bench. Isaiah to walk it across the timeline now after being triggered in. Juwan Jennings, top of the key. Now from the foul line, it's good. Juwan Jennings barely rippled the net, tied at six. Under 5 minutes to go in the first now. Out front near midcourt, McPherson. Right wing, Bautista has it. Bautista to Shumpert, top of the key. In the right corner, McPherson. The handoff pass to him, takes it to the far side. Working the left now. Uses a screen. Now flips it back over to Shumpert. In the lane. Floater up. No good by McPherson. Another rebound by the Blaze. Isaiah Hart to walk it down. Just underway here. Got a long way to go. Hope these crowds have saved some energy. Left side, Jennings has it. The wing spot, now back between the circles, Isaiah Hart. Right side, Jennings looks over the three, doesn't take it. Now back to Isaiah, top of the key, bounce pass to Jennings. Working the right side, looking in, nothing there. Lucas Hart back to Jennings, back to Isaiah, left wing. Isaiah fakes right, goes left, draws the triple team, gets free anyway and scores! Isaiah Hart, Blackman's first lead, long pass up, out of bounds, Blackman basketball. Turnover, Bruins. Length of the floor to go here for the Blaze. Rogan with the tap in. And Isaiah walking it up the floor. Isaiah and Lucas Hart, brothers. Isaiah has it now. To the left elbow. Ball bounds out of bounds. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by the Brentwood Bruins. And it will be Blackman's basketball to inbound right there the corner of the in line and the sideline. Jawan Jennings to take care of that. Gets it in to Lucas. Now back to Jennings right in front of the Brentwood bench. From the right elbow, shot a little long by Lucas Hart. Rebound. Shumpert for the Brentwood Bruins. From the right side, Shumpert has it. Back out front. James McPherson. He has the ball now left wing to Teichman. Teichman to Bautista. Ryman doing a really good job of sagging inside. They do try to get Teichman free. Lost the basketball. John Dinkins, welcome into the Murphy Center.
Thank you, Brian. Glad to be here. Running just a little late, but got here.
You did get here and haven't really settled much.
No, but I will say this. This is one of the largest crowds I've ever seen for a semifinal game.
Absolutely. Great crowd here from both teams. Murfreesboro side a little louder, I think, though.
You could hear them from outside.
Lucas Hart has it now. Jennings for three from the deep right corner. Oh, my goodness. Jawan Jennings is on fire.
Great shot. Had plenty of time. They left him open, and he got the shot.
Jennings is now 4-for-4 in the backcourt. Some pressure on McPherson. Gets the ball down. Now they're going to call a foul on Isaiah Hart. 11-6, Blackman with 2:12. Make that 2:11 left here in the first period. The Lady Raiders versus FIU, by the way, is on now at 89.5 WMOT, so you can listen in to both if you desire here. McPherson, foul line. Jumper is good.
Boy, that was a quick release. He fade back a little bit and had a really good jump shot there. Not much you could do defensively on that one.
If you leave them open, they're pretty good. 11-8, Blackman with the lead, under 2 minutes to go in the first. Lucas, make that Isaiah Hart has it to Lucas, right wing. Back around the horn, Pierce to Jennings, left side. Jennings pulls up for another three. This one an in-your-face shot and off the back of the rim. Almost win. He was trying to prove a point there, I think.
I think you're right.
First miss for Jennings. Left side, another three attempt. This one by Shumpert, it's good. They are really good from the outside, trust me. 11-11. Brentwood has fought back to a tie now. Minute 13 to go, first period. Isaiah, right wing. Waves off traffic, pushed out near midcourt. Now got to get rid of the basketball. Does to Reed Pierce. Now to Jennings, left wing. Under a minute to go now here in the quarter. Jennings. Lost it momentarily. Back to Rogan. Now deep right corner. Driving. Isaiah Hart gets in the lane. Dumps it out. Lucas Hart for three. No good. Off the front of the rim. Rebound. Brentwood and a chance to take the lead here with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. I think they're probably going to go for one here. McPherson to Teichman. They have really spread the floor here with 27 seconds. Bautista has it here on the right side. He and McPherson are playing a game of hot potato. 18 seconds. Now McPherson goes to work. That roar is the Blackman crowd you hear. Left side, Teichman. They get it down low. Shumpert with 5 seconds. Fires off the jumper, no good. Should have been a foul there. And I believe they're going to call that foul on Grant Teichman. Blackman is doing an excellent job of getting position on the boards.
Well, I think on the boards, they can handle it. They can handle the boards defensively and offensively. What they're going to have problems with is this intense pressure Brentwood's put on, but at the same time, can Brentwood keep that up all game?
They didn't call a foul. They said out of bounds. Shumpert on the inbounds has it blocked from behind, and Reed Pierce is going to pick up the foul. Jacob Adcock actually attempting that shot, and Adcock's going to go to the foul line. Fouled him from behind. Tanner Tapp is ready to check in here for the Bruins in just a second. And that is the third team foul, by the way. Pierce is first. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good for Adcock to give Brentwood
a one-point advantage.
Brian, this is a very experienced Brentwood team, and they really are very well coached. They're not going to make a lot of turnovers, I don't think, during this game.
Another toss from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. This one is good as well.
They're going to do that too.
Inbounds and a long attempt from full court. Falls no good. And the end of one, it's Brentwood 13, Blackman 11, as you listen into WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships.
Rick's Barbecue, the best in town, and they also have other greats. My favorite, the smoked chicken salad. It is tremendous, and everybody talks about the slaw dogs.
It's a hot dog. We deep fry it, and we have our own special made mustard slaw, which is spicy.
We're with Mike Lanning, and Mike, from loaded baked potatoes to ribs, I have never eaten anything I didn't like here at Rick's.
You know, as long as you stay on top of things and keep your quality right, it pretty much sells itself just because of the taste.
Rick's Barbecue.
This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We just want to say congratulations. We live in a community that just has so many wonderful athletes. We're just so blessed with so many awesome high schools and middle schools and just have so much talent here. It's just amazing. So congratulations to all of you players, parents, and coaches. A job well done. Did you know that Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider of MTSU Athletics? Go Blue Raiders!
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships brought to you by Mills Family Pharmacy, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Bell Jewelers, and Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Brian Barrett, John Dinkins here with you from the floor of the Murphy Center, where Brentwood has taken a 13-11 lead. Blackman basketball after one quarter of play. Lucas Hart to Reed Pierce. Burns it down low, reverse lay-in. Good by Jawan Jennings. 9 big points here in the first half so far, and he has shown no signs of letting up.
Brentwood went to a zone that time, and they did a good job of getting it down low for Jennings.
Isaiah Hart's going to pick up a foul, and to inbound, Grant Teichman. Lady Raiders and FIU on 89.5 FM. Get it into the far corner. They feed to Shumpert, now kick it back out to Lawson. Left side, Adcock drives in the lane, off the glass, good.
Really good player, great penetration. Unfortunately, nobody picked him up.
15-13, Brentwood with Blackman down the far sideline. To Pierce, around the horn, now Rogan. He hasn't gotten on track yet. Lucas in the lane, drives in there, two-footer good. Little underhanded roll. Lucas Hart's first basket, tied at 15. Three-pointer, Lawson, no good. Rebound, get it, Blaze. And it's Reed Pierce who comes away with it.
Brian, that's what they're going to have to do, block out off those long rebounds.
Jennings drives in the lane, no good. Rebound, putback won't fall for Pierce. There is a whistle, and there is a foul.
A point when you have a three-point shooting team like that, if you will clear out and box out, but you've got to watch out for the long rebound coming off those long shots sometimes.
The foul was on Pierce. That is Reed's second foul. And that will bring, at the next dead ball, Edward Kalu into the game, the 6'3 senior. Tie ball game, 15 apiece. Lawson gets free, lost the basketball. Lucas, outlet pass, gets it up to Jennings. Jennings, top of the key, flips it in the corner to Rogan. Rogan penetrates, nothing there. Flips it back out to Lucas, right wing. Now to Sid Wilson, who also checked in moments ago. Wilson goes baseline. He's going to be pushed out of bounds. And Sid is fouled. We'll check it for you. The foul is on McPherson.
I don't know that Brentwood wants to get into a running game with Blackman. I see a lot of huffing and puffing going on down there. I think they'd like to slow the tempo of this game down some.
Blackman pretty well conditioned in that, I would think, by this point in the year. And Wilson lost the ball out of bounds. Pass a little high to him and off his fingertips.
Well, and they were too close.
Yeah.
I mean, they were so close that I don't think Wilson had a chance with it being thrown that fast.
Fourth Blackman turnover. Make that the third Blackman turnover. Right side, three-pointer is up and good. No good by Shumpert. Crawls over the rim. Thought it had a shot. Said Wilson for three. Can we get it? Oh, yeah! Said Wilson, the first bank three. Blackman 18, Brentwood 15. 5:46 to go here in the first half. Deeper in the right corner, they feed to Bautista. Bautista has it now and gives it up. Back out front. Bautista gets it back. And I tell you what, Sid Wilson doing a really good job on him. Back out to Bautista after he passes off to Adcock inside, and Brentwood forced to reset offense here. Left side, McPherson drives in the lane, shot no good. Wilson with the rebound. They are doing a really good job on the defensive end. Jennings tries to go down low with it. It's going to be off of the fingertips of the Brentwood Bruins. Tried to feed Lucas Hart down there.
To defend Brentwood, you've got to come off the screens really well. If they set a pick, you've got to match up and get to that man. And Blackman's doing a really good job of that right now.
Sid Wilson gets it in. Kalu turns, spins, one-handed hook, in and out.
Well, that's a shame. There's nobody could touch him. That was a good move. Just missed the shot.
4:50 to go here in the first half. Blackman by three. Right side. Bautista drives. Cut off there. Back to Shumpert. Shumpert to McPherson, and he backs it out. They get it down low, trying to get it to Adcock. Lost it out of bounds. Another Brentwood turnover, and that is their fifth. And a timeout on the floor taken by the Brentwood Bruins. And it'll be a one-minute break for us. 18-15 Blackman, 4:35 to go as you listen to WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships.
There's more to helping patients feel their best than simply filling prescriptions. Reefsane Medical carries a broad range of competitively priced medical equipment and supplies for sale or rental. You get the best equipment for your needs by providing a personal consultation, product demonstration, fitting, and follow-up. Our inventory includes equipment for respiratory, mastectomy, diabetes, and of course, durable medical equipment. Delivery and setup within Rutherford County are always free. Reefsane Medical is located behind Reefsane Drugstore on Memorial Boulevard.
Whether you're a fan of the Volunteers, the Blue Raiders, the Vandy Commodores, or the Belmont Bruins, you know it all begins on the high school level. Lenny Farmer here again to tell you that over a century ago, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home had our beginning in Rutherford County, serving your family with compassionate funeral arrangements. Although we continue to update our methods of service, our compassion has not changed. Call Jennings and Ayers today at 893-2422 for your burial and cremation needs.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Monty Keene, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
The Blue Cross Basketball Tournament brought to you by State Farm, Ida's Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Gondolier Italian Restaurant on Broad, Midas of Murfreesboro, and State Farm. And here's Brian Barrett with tournament coverage.
All right, John. Blackman's basketball with a three-point lead. Sid Wilson has it in the deep right corner. Wilson back to Jennings, now left wing. Isaiah Hart. Turn, spins, gets to the foul line. Dumps it low. Great high-low pass. Lucas missed the shot, missed the tip-in, and got it on the third try. Boy, that's resiliency.
And they don't have an answer. Brentwood doesn't have an answer on the boards right now.
Five-point lead for Blackman. Running baseline. Shot by Shumpert, no good. Rebound, putback, however, will fall. Teichman with the rebound and putback.
I guess their first offensive rebound of the day.
20-17, Blackman by three. 3.5 to go in the first half. Lucas Hart has it now out front. Deeper into the right corner after a pass to Wilson. Over to Isaiah. Back out front. Jennings, left wing. Wilson has it. Wilson taking it to the right side now. Around the horn, at the right wing spot, Juwan Jennings. Down low, Lucas Hart there, reverse lay in, good. You're right, they have no answer.
Well, they're taking advantage of the weak side over there, and they are not getting that pass. It's just hard to believe they can get that pass through there, but they're doing it. Blackman.
Right wing, Bautista, deeper in the corner here. McPherson has it. A handoff back to him. Blackman is making it really tough on them down here defensively on their offensive end. Bautista to McPherson, who brings it back out. They're getting a little impatient, don't you think? They're always looking for that three-point shot.
Yeah, they're not getting it. They're not even getting it close.
From the left elbow, a fadeaway by Adcock.
That's a beautiful shot. That's well defended. Nothing you can do. Just tip your cap and go on.
Three-pointers. They had 8 in the game the other day. They are 1 of 3 from threes.
And the big stat there is 3 attempts.
Exactly. Right side. How about Sed Wilson for 3? This time it's no good. He hit 1 just a few minutes ago. 22-19. Blackman with 1:45 to go here in the first half. Lady Raiders versus FIU on 89.5 WMOT. We'll get to that game as soon as this one's over. Hopefully after a Blackman win. Looks like they're trying to spread the floor here and maybe get Adcock or Shumpert back door, or they're just burning clock. McPherson.
Well, I think they're going to go for their strength. I think they may try to shoot, get a three, get somebody open for a three, maybe some penetration, then dish it off.
Bautista to Teichman, 9:00, 8:00, clock rolling, first half. McPherson gets it back over to Teichman. To Bautista. This is all between the circles where all of this passing is taking place. 50 seconds. They're not even looking for a one-on-one situation right now. McPherson. Now Coach King calls the play.
I think Brentwood, they sensed that maybe they were rushing it a little bit, and this is a way to kind of settle the tempo down a little bit and try to shoot for that, go for that one shot.
30 seconds. 22-19, Blackman. McPherson has it here in the deep right corner with 15 with 14. They're going to go to work here any second now with 10. They pass across court. They find Shumpert. The three-pointer is up, no good by Teichman. Rebound. Sed Wilson, 3 from way down there about midcourt. No good. I thought he got fouled too, but they didn't call it. First half is in the books with the Blackman Blaze leading the Brentwood Bruins by a score of 22-19. The Blaze are a half away from the state championship game. We'll see what happens here in the second half. Tremendous effort first half. We'll have some stats for you. We'll have lots of information to pass along during the Ideas Tees halftime show, which is coming up. Ideas Tees, the place in Rutherford County for school spirit wear and the official merchandise source for the TSSAA and your Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders. Ideas Tees, 910 Richley Road, but I tell you what, stop by and see them here at the Murphy Center and get your championship gear, TSSAA championship gear from our friends at Ideas Tees. Back with the stats after this.
Middle Tennessee Christian School invites you out to an evening with Archie Manning, football legend, father of Super Bowl champions, Southern hero, patriarch of football's first family, on April 17th. Get a personal glimpse into his extraordinary life as revealed in the Book of Manning documentary. From elegant dining, casual tailgating, to the keynote speech only, choose your experience at MTCS and enjoy Archie Manning April 17th. Seating is limited. Call now, 893-0601, 893-0601 to reserve your seat.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. For any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions, Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown.
Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Bud's Tire has been helping Rutherford County with tires, oil changes, brakes, and more since 1987. This is Kay Mitchell, and even though we opened Bud's Tire in 1987, Bud started changing tires with his father next to the old hardware store in the 1950s. Just as it was true in the 50s, it is still true today. At Bud's Tire, you will always get friendly customer service. Visit Bud's Tire on the Old Woodbury Highway or call us at 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. We help you heal.
Try on a Rolex or Tag Heuer watch today.
At Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality protection and claim service. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
Spring fever. You just can't wait for those beautiful warm spring days when you can enjoy your lawn and garden. Martin's Home and Garden says it's time. Start your garden early with plants like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and cauliflower. Get those potatoes in the ground for an abundant harvest by the time the summer heat scorches everything. Martin's Home and Garden is your one-stop shop for everything garden. Online at martinshomeandgarden.com.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Where beauty and quality meet.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Madeline Scales Harris for City Council, the Krischer Law Firm, Bud's Tire, Reeves Sane Drugstore, and also State Farm Agent Bud Morris. He's located at 3245 Franklin Road, just down from Franklin Road Christian School. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Bud Morris, 893-1417. Welcome to the IDST's Halftime Report. John Dingens with you. Blackman leading 22-19 in what has been a defensive struggle. And honestly, if it stays a defensive struggle, I've got a feeling that that's going to work in the favor of the Blackman Blaze. And Brian, before we left, gave us the stat, 1-for-4. From the three-point line for Brentwood, which is a great, great sign. One thing it means, they've only hit one of the four. The other, even more important note, I think, to take is that you've held them to four attempts. That's maybe the bigger stat than what's out there right now. But needless to say, we got another two quarters to go, a long way to go, and Blackman leads it only by three, 22-19. And welcome back to Murphy Center. Want to say a word about Ideas Tees. They're located on Ridgely Road, right behind Chewy's and Chili's. And if you want any kind of MTSU wear, you can contact Ideas Tees or go by there. And they have a plethora of items. They have gift items. They have embroidery. They've got monogramming. They can do about anything at Ideas Tees. So go by there. You know, we're getting close to Easter, and it'll be nice to, you know, buy some spring wear. You know, they've got shorts. They go get the little, you know, embroidered shorts, MTSU. They got it all. Ideas Tees.
If you can't find something blue and white that you would like over there, you're missing out.
All right, we're going to take a look at the stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air Winners Trophies and Loveless Fine Photography. For the scoring goes like this. For Blackman, Juwan Jennings has 9 points, two of those threes. Isaiah Hart with 2, Lucas Hart with 6. Andrew Rogan has not scored. Reed Pierce with 2. For Brentwood, Jalen Lawson has 2 points. James McPherson with 2. Grant Tishman with 2. Andy Shumpert with 7. Jacob Adcock has 6. So, again, scoring low, good sign for the Blaze. The team stats, they were 7 of 16. That's Brentwood, which is good shooting. But, again, the key to that first half was the lack of three-point shots. They shot 43.8% in field goals in the first half, only 25% field goal, three-point goals. And they were 4 for 4 from the free throw line, which you know a Brentwood team is going to shoot well from the free throw line. For Blackman, they shot 50%, 9 of 18 from field goals in the first half. Three-point goals, 2 of 6 for 33%. They, too, were 2 for 2 from the free throw line for 100%. It was 13-11 Brentwood at the end of the first quarter. The 11-6 at the end of the, well, they scored, Blackman scored 11, Brentwood scored 6, and that's where we stand at halftime. 22-19, Blackman leads it. And those stats, again, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the second half of action for you. We're moving right along here, and you're listening to WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships. You've been listening to the IDST's Halftime Report.
The brand new Mills Family Pharmacy has so much more to offer than before. For example, they have a walk-in clinic now. You can also save time by using the new drive-through window. Pharmacist Chad Mills told us he's proud to sponsor high school sports this year.
We are very proud to sponsor all local high school athletics. We believe that if we invest in local high school sports, we are investing in Rutherford County's future.
Stop by the brand new Mills Family Pharmacy today. They're in the Barfield community on South Church next door to Toots. Online at millsfamilypharmacy.com.
Hi, this is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummers Den. We'd like to mention here at Music World and Drummers Den, we've got a great lesson program for all ages and all levels. Our instructors are top-notch. I happen to be one of them. I've got 40 years behind the drums, and I can teach you a thing or two about drums. You can have fun. You can learn to play in a short amount of time. This is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummers Den on South Church Street across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Hello, this is Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. I would love to be not only your voice of reason, but your choice in this upcoming election. As I have done for the last 4 years while serving on the council, I promise that I will continue to listen, speak up, and follow through. I need your support. The blessed of us must help the rest of us. Let's continue to be the city of choice for all people.
Paid for by Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. Walter J. Harris, Jr., Treasurer.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
BGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships brought to you by Sir Pizza with 3 Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports podcast online. And also want to thank our sponsors, Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Ace Construction of Tennessee, Music World, Drummer's Den, and Stones River Mall. And you know what? You can read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Thursday and Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post. Don't forget that. All right, 22-19 is the score here at half. Brian's got the second half and the starting lineups.
All right, it's going to be McPherson, Lawson, Teichman, Shumpert, and Adcock for the Brentwood Bruins, who have the ball first. On their left end, moving right to left. They get the ball down low, too far underneath to Teichman. They do get the rebound. Out front, Shumpert. Back over to McPherson.
How did Teichman pick that ball up underneath there?
I don't know.
There were 3 Blaze around there.
Adcock burns it down low, and there's going to be a foul on Isaiah Hart. They're going to call him for a hold. Jennings, Hart, Rogan, and Pierce the lineup for the Blackman Blaze. That from Winners Trophies, Loveless Fine Photography and Fans Heating and Air. And one word about this crowd here. There are even more people in, and they have had to pull out some of the upstairs bleachers. That's how full this place is. I don't recall seeing a championship game with this many people here.
I haven't seen a college game since 1978.
Shot, top of the key, no good by Shumpert. Rebound, Blackman has it.
I know there have been that I wasn't here, but Tim Cisneros back well, in those days. Jimmy Martin, yeah. We'll go back a long way, pal.
Flashback, isn't it? Sid Wilson pulls up. Jumper is good from about six, right side.
Well, he's done a great job coming off the bench, Sid Wilson.
24-19, high off the glass. Shot is in there. Little two-footer, McPherson. He had two in the first half. Equaled that here in the second.
Brentwood make a concerted effort to try to take the ball inside here in the second half.
Blackman's basketball. Wilson going to drive. Gets in there on the double team. Fade in. Oh, it wouldn't fall. But he's going to be hacked and fouled. He leaned in for that one.
What I love about this kid, he has no fear. I've said that many times. He comes in a game. He's young. I mean, he's not got the most experience on the court, but he just doesn't seem to faze him. He just plays so, I guess the word is cool.
Fearless, cool. Cool as a cucumber there at the Toots free throw line. You can get cucumbers in your salad, you know, over at Toots Good Food and Fun. Wings,
cool.
Burgers, salads, and more. Three local locations. The first toss good. The second one, yes, you can count that as well. Seven points.
That was a terrible segue, by the way, to Toots, but that's okay.
Well,
cool as a cucumber.
Cucumbers in their salad are
good.
Leaning in, shot going to be up there, no good by Lawson. They run down the rebound. This one's partially blocked, but tipped in after Shumpert put it up. Adcock there to tip it in. Thought we played really good defensively there. And even got a block. It didn't matter. Brentwood still gets points out of it. 3-point lead for the Blackman Blaze. We played almost 2 minutes. Andrew Rogan with the ball here, right wing. Rogan, left side, gives it off to Lucas Hart. Lucas to Jennings, now deep right corner. Andrew Rogan, now Jennings. He's been pretty quiet after early. Three-pointer, Wilson, no good. Pierce has the rebound. Get up there, big man. He is going to fire it up. He is going to be hacked. He's going to be fouled.
That was a great rebound by Pierce. That ball came off the rim very high, and Pierce kind of fell back and got the ball with one hand and grabbed it out of a Brentwood defender. Beautiful job there by Pierce, and then had the, idea that I'm going to go take it back up, and he did.
Foul is on Jacob Adcock, his second of this quarter, second of the game. And Pierce at the Toots free throw line. Daily specials to save you money online at Toots.com. Shot it. Got it. Kind of a line drive style shot, but he is 3-for-3 from the foul line so far.
Really good free throw shooter. You know, you're talking about Isaiah Hart being on the bench. One thing you miss about Isaiah, he's a slasher, and he's a penetrator. And when you're playing zone, he is really a good player to have, and he's not in there right now.
Second free throw is good. And I did give you that starting lineup incorrectly. Sid Wilson started the second half for Isaiah Hart. Deeper in the left corner, McPherson. They get it down low. And the shot is up and no good by Teichman. They get another rebound, three-pointer. This one a little long by McPherson. Another Bruin rebound, and they set up again.
I don't want the audience to think that you don't know what you're doing, Brian, but you were right the first time. Isaiah Hart did start. He got a foul.
Oh, okay.
And so you were right, as always. I didn't want to ruin your record.
Well, thank you. There's going to be a foul against Blackman this time, away from the ball. It's on Pierce, and that's his third. That's a little troubling. Edward Kalu going to have to come in here now. Not the fact that Kalu's coming in, but the fact that Pierce has three fouls. 28-23, Blackman, Brentwood basketball. And Brentwood will inbound from the far end line, and they threw it away. But it was tipped out of bounds by Blackman. Didn't see that tip, but the officials there, Johnny, on the spot.
I didn't see it either, but the way the ball kind of went out of bounds, you could almost tell that it went. Somebody must have hit it.
Adcock triggering it in, throws it into the backcourt, and McPherson goes to run it down.
I would love to have a defensive stand here.
They get it down low. Kalu tips it away, trying to get it down low to Shumpert. Good defense there by the senior Kalu. They get it in to Adcock. Adcock, little J from the right side. Adcock got it to fall. 10 points. He's really been the one that's hurt us a lot. Kicked.
Yeah. And he's been doing it inside. He's got a really soft jumper, really beautiful shot.
The next game coming up will be Arlington and Oak Ridge. The winner of that game will face the winner of this one in the Class AAA championship game tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Rogan trapped. Rogan to Lucas Hart. Foul line jumper. He's going to be fouled. Never got the shot off, really. And the foul is on Bautista.
Got to hit free throws in this second half.
Yeah, it's going to come down to that, it looks like. I mean, good free throw shooting teams, John, win championships, don't they?
They do. They do.
Toots free throw, number one for Lucas Hart. This one, no good. He will have another. That's their first miss. They're 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Lucas Hart, put him up by 4. Missed this one. Missed this one. Missed them both, 28-25. Left wing, Adcock. He scares me when he touches the ball. He's had a really good game. Teichman for 3. It's off the front of the rim. Kalu with the rebound. Rips down the board. Bringing it down the floor now is Juwan Jennings. Jennings dribbles around. Got to get rid of it now. And popping back out to help is Sid Wilson. Rogan has it. Right wing, right here in front of our broadcast location. Lucas, kind of a double pump in the air. Long pass up. Layup is good on the other end by Bautista after the miss.
Well, that was a good shot because he was really almost going to go out of bounds, and he knew exactly where he was when he put it up. They can shoot the ball.
Blackman has a 1-point lead. Yeah, they can definitely shoot the ball. Deeper in the right corner, Rogan tries to penetrate, cut off there. Sid Wilson in the lane. Boy, they're just attacking the inside, John, and drawing the fouls. And that foul's going to be on Adcock, I think. It's not. It's Bautista. It's his second.
They've kind of shared the foul trouble a little bit more. Isaiah Hart coming back in here. I think Barry Wortman wants a little bit more ball movement than what he's getting.
Kalu going out, so a smaller lineup with Kalu and Pierce. Kind of got a three-guard-oriented offense going here. Inbounds to Lucas Hart. He's going to be pushed.
That one is on Adcock there.
And that's his third. It's going to be out of bounds again, but, John, what this is doing, it's putting Blackman ever closer to the 1-1.
Which will be huge down the stretch.
Sure it will. 28-27, Blackman. 3:31 to go here in the third. Isaiah Hart lobs it in to Sid Wilson. Sid, the handoff pass right back to Lucas. Make that Isaiah. Up close, they look a lot alike. Left side, Jennings. Jennings, they say he carried the basketball. Didn't see that one. That is the fourth turnover for the Blaze. Reed Pierce coming in and Wilson going out. So we've got to have some really smart play here by Reed Pierce. He's coming in on the defensive end as well. Adcock, now right side, three ball in there. Andy Shumpert.
Too much time there. He had time to set, shoot the ball, bottom.
Brentwood by 2 now. Under 3 minutes to go. That gets this Brentwood crowd back into it. Rogan got to get rid of it and does. Back out here to Isaiah. Isaiah between the circles to Rogan. Right wing looks in. Back around the horn. Three by Jennings for an answer. It's no good. Rebound, Brentwood. So they have the lead and the basketball now. Shumpert to the left side. Teichman. Shumpert again for three. This one's short. Rebound, Blackman. Let's not let him get too hot. Confidence is a big thing. Three, Rogan, need it. No good, but there is a foul.
And he was definitely fouled. He was hacked. I'm surprised the shot came that close, as much contact as there was.
Foul is on Bautista, and that will put Andrew Rogan at the Toots free throw line for three free throw attempts.
You remember when the first of the year we were really worried, concerned about Blackman's bench?
Yeah.
And really, the three or four that he's been putting in there have answered the call.
First free throw is good by Rogan. And, John, he was 8 of 9 the other day. That's his first basket today.
Yep.
You just never know. You got to pick your poison with Blackman.
Well, and I think the concentration is a little bit more on him today. I think Brentwood is really concentrated on making sure he doesn't get that jump shot off.
Second free throw is no good for Rogan. DeWitt, Kalu, and Wilson come in for Blackman. The Hart brothers and Pierce go out for a breather.
Well, I think Hart and Pierce are out for the foul situation. Maybe try to get through this third quarter.
Rogan's third free throw is good, so he hit two of three and tied us at 30 once again. 2 minutes to go here in the third. McPherson has it. They get it down low to Shumpert, and there's a foul in the paint. Kalu, maybe. Possibly Jennings.
Brian, what they're doing, they're shifting the defense to the right side. And then Shumpert, all he's doing is just kind of drifting down low, and then they whip that pass across to the other side on the weak side, and he's been open several times today on that very same play.
Blackman did that a little bit as well earlier in the first half, as you pointed out as well then. Free throw is good by Shumpert. The foul was on Juwan Jennings, by the way. Shumpert, the game's leading scorer with 11, has given Brentwood a one-point advantage at the Toots free throw line. The second toss is up and no good. Hit the back of the backboard, almost fell through, but it's a dead ball as soon as it hit the backboard.
Yeah, if it hadn't hit the top of that backboard, that might have been a point.
1 point lead, Brentwood. Full court pressure. Isaiah Hart in the backcourt. Steps through the defense. Up the floor to DeWitt. Right side, Jennings. Fakes. Glides in there. Muscles one up from about four. No good. Pierce with the rebound. Jumper is in and out. Blackman has gone a little cool here the last couple of trips down now. 1 point lead, Brentwood. 1:30 to go in the third. I think McPherson took a shot to the nose. He's awfully worried about it. Lawson drives in. They kick it in the corner. Shumpert doesn't take the three. He wanted to take it, but I think Coach King called off the play. He's wanting to stall again. So with the lead in the final minute, said Wilson with a big smile, they're just passing around out front. They did this right before the half. Barry Wertman calls the defense. I think they were trying to trap in the corners, but they pass out of it. 40 seconds left in the half. Lawson over to McPherson. Another game of hot potato going on here. 24 seconds. Pass right side from the wing to Teichman. Now back out front near midcourt with 16 seconds. Now Brentwood's going to go to work with 10 seconds. Pass right side. Three ball is up, and it is no good. Rebound tip up. Won't fall. Jennings with 2 seconds, with one from midcourt. It is no good. And we go to the fourth quarter of play with the Brentwood Bruins leading the Blackman Blaze 31-30. The fourth quarter on WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships is straight ahead. Stay tuned.
Here's to the benefits of teamwork. Not just offense or defense, not just coaches or players. It's teamwork that matters most. Players coming together to make an incredible play and lift the team to new heights. First Bank understands the value of teamwork. Our banking teams work together to help you win in the game of life. We're more than banking. We're First Banking. See firstbankonline.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Ben Weatherford, and please come by First Bank.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Murfreesboro Medical Clinic's 4th annual Bald in the Borough. Whether you decide to shave your head, volunteer, or donate, it's an easy and fun way to raise money for a very serious cause. Like a walkathon, but without the blisters. Bald in the Borough event is scheduled for March 14th at Lanes, Trains and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. To find out how you can be involved, or to donate, go to www.baldintheborough.com. Come on and be a hero.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships brought to you by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Winners Trophy, Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, and Prentice Osteopedic and Air. We go to the fourth quarter, Brentwood leading 31-30. Here's Brian. John, this is an awesome atmosphere for a semifinal game here in the state tournament.
It's everything you could want for. Close game, big crowd. It's going to go down to the wire.
Whiteman with the basketball. Isaiah Hart. Hart the handoff pass to Jennings. Jennings has been awfully quiet here the last quarter. Down low, gets it down to Pierce for the basket.
Great feed by Jennings. Penetrated, brought the defense to him. Found Pierce wide open down low.
Blackman by one. Played 30 seconds. Right side. We'll get it over to Bautista. Skip pass across court to Adcock. Adcock back out front to McPherson, who resets. Pass off. Now hands it back. Bautista to McPherson. Trapped. Long pass down low. Lawson open for the layup.
That's what happens if you leave your man to trap. Somebody's open. Bautista did a good job of finding that open man.
And he cut back to the basket. Lawson did. And was wide open. It's Brentwood by one. Sid Wilson, right wing. Looking inside. 6:42 left to go in the game. To Isaiah Hart. Back to Wilson. Wilson dribbles around to Lucas, right wing. Jennings, deep right corner to Lucas, cross court. They finally feed inside. Now they flip it back out after the pass to Isaiah, and there's going to be a foul called here on McPherson. And that should be the seventh team foul, which comes at a really good time here. Foul is on McPherson, number two on him. Seventh team foul, so Blackman is in the bonus and will head to the Toots Good Food and Fun free throw line.
What's really surprising is Brentwood's in a zone, and you would think they would not foul as much as they do, but anytime there's penetration of any kind, they've had a hand on them.
Lucas Hart, 1-1. First one, no good. Doesn't get the second. Free throws, 8 of 12.
Well, they've missed their last three, I think, hadn't it? Or yes. Maybe Rogan was in there.
Shumpert misses the runner. Ball tipped out of bounds. And Blackman basketball now. Trailing by one, 33-32. 66.7% from the free throw line. But you got to take advantage of those one-and-ones here. Isaiah crossing the midcourt stripe right now. To Jennings. Jennings has the ball tipped away. No, over and back. He's the one who lost it and touched it last.
That was weird. I mean, it didn't look like, it looked definitely that it was tipped or something. I don't know how he did that.
That's the fifth turnover for the Blaze. Brentwood has five as well.
But I know he did it. He went after it, didn't he? I mean,
tried to save it.
Yeah.
McPherson takes it to the right side, gives it off to Shumpert. Out between the circles. Back to McPherson.
Brentwood very disciplined. If they have a lead late in the game, they're going to be really tough trying to get the ball from.
Lawson glides in there from the left block, has it blocked by Rogan. And they said it was on the floor when he fouled him. It'll be out of bounds.
That was a good call because he did go up, and Rogan didn't touch him. It was on the way down, and after he got that he got fouled. I don't know if I call that or not, but anyways. But it was the right call for the offense.
Well, so why is he shooting?
There, well, you just changed it on me. But
I thought you were right, and the official pointed at the floor. Lawson with two shots now.
I don't think I agree with that.
I don't agree with that at all. The other call, maybe you call if you don't call a shot. First free throw good. Lawson will have another one. And it's good. And the lead is three for the Brentwood Bruins. We're going to take a break here with 5:24 left to go in the game. 35-32. Brentwood will be right back.
The fun never ends at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
People have to have a recreational outlet, and this is one the whole family can attend, and everybody can enjoy it.
Roy Bowden is the owner of the Smyrna Bowling Center.
With a lot of the people working second and third shifts, they want to relax and have something to do before they get home and unwind, and this facility actually runs 24 hours a day.
That's right, 24 hours of fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton. Let me get you to a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and needs. 895-0500.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Monty King. I'm that State Farm agent, 220-2210.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Tournament brought to you by State Farm Agent Trey Helton, located at 2690 Memorial Boulevard between the SportsCom and VA. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Trey Helton, 895-0500.
Whiteman basketball trailing by three. A little shoe tying going on here for Andrew Rogan.
It's not panic time, Brian. We do need to have a basket here pretty soon. We hit a little cold spot. And not only at the field goal percentage, but at the free throw line.
Brentwood putting on some pressure. Rogan back to Isaiah Hart. Hart glides in the lane. Down low, gets it up to Pierce. Missed the shot. Tip in, rolls around the rim and through.
What a great tip. I thought, boy, we got robbed there. But then he went up and reached up and popped that thing reverse style and got it in.
The Brentwood lead is now one. Under 5 minutes to go in the game. Let's go defense. Shumpert, right side to Adcock. Back to McPherson. Adcock at the foul line, flips it back out. Nothing there. Bautista to McPherson. Calls a new play. McPherson left side, gets free, flings it up there, and there's a foul called against Isaiah Hart.
Well, the unfortunate thing there was he'd already taken the shot, basically, and Hart just slapped him at the end.
And that is four fouls on Isaiah Hart.
I think he's going to play the course here. I think he's going to play it out.
McPherson, shot, no good. Needed that one. That is their first free throw miss. Second free throw miss, rather. Second one, good. 2-point lead, Brentwood. 4.5 to go.
I just think that's a huge miss right there.
Isaiah Hart in the backcourt. Now Rogan. Rogan finds a crease, gets it down. Back out to Isaiah. Left wing. Hart down low, tries to go to Lucas. and has the ball tipped away. Turnover, Blackman. Now they're going to methodically walk it down the floor. They're trying to take as much time off this clock as possible. Left side, looking over the shot, but Shumpert didn't take it. To Adcock, top of the key. They're showing like they're going to shoot every time. And there's going to be a foul away from the ball against Blackman.
It was contact there. I don't think anything intentional. I don't think there was a shove, a little contact. They're going to call it on Jennings.
That's two on Juwan. It'll be out of bounds, but the next foul will put Brentwood at the line for the bonus. Bautista was going to inbound, and now McPherson will. They get the ball in. It's rolling around. It's going to be picked up here by Shumpert. McPherson open for three. Top of the key. Swish. A little message for the Blackman fans.
Yeah, there definitely was there, wasn't it?
5-point lead. Timeout, Blackman. 3:35, still a world of time to go. Don't go anywhere, friends. 39-34, Brentwood will be right back.
Get styled for fall at Stones River Mall. Cooler weather is just around the corner, so shop now for this season's hottest fashions. Pair a cozy sweater with dark denim to look trendy while you cheer on your favorite team. Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, or Versona. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something you love at Stones River Mall. Find us on Facebook and Twitter for style tips, upcoming events, and sales info.
This is Danny Page, and I'm here to tell you about Annette Bratcher. She's a very knowledgeable real estate agent with Reliant Realty. She is the perfect agent to work with both the first-time home buyers as well as a seasoned investor. Call Annette today at 456-1658.
Find your next house on AnnetteBratcher.com. You can do a property search today and find that perfect home for your family. Or look at the featured home. Go to AnnetteBratcher.com. Again, that's AnnetteBratcher.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Our coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships by State Farm agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jenny Allman, Trey Helton, and Monty King. Get to a better state with State Farm.
Blackman's basketball. They trail by five. 3.5 to go. Jennings gets to the foul line. Now kicks it back out to Rogan. Back to Jennings, right wing. Jennings tries to inch his way in. Can't. To Isaiah Hart now.
We need a basket of any kind right here this trip.
Isaiah runs into Lucas. Now Isaiah gives it up in the paint. Turning, spinning. Toward the goal, it's good! And there is a foul, Lucas Hart.
That was a man move right there. Lucas Hart with a complete spin. And then putting it up with the right hand off the left side of the glass and then fouled. What a beautiful, beautiful move. And a pass that Isaiah Hart, I don't know how he got it to him.
Shows what they've been doing out in the backyard.
It was like a big 180 move right there by Hart.
Plus one by Lucas. Good. 39-37.
That's huge right there. That is a huge basket.
Well, you make up over half of the deficit.
Well, and you nullify the three-pointer there that was just done by Brentwood. And now a little pushing and shoving going on. Isaiah Hart.
Isaiah working on McPherson coming up the floor.
There's a war going on right there, and he's going to pick up the fifth one.
Oh, my goodness.
You almost saw it coming.
Yep.
Because there was some talk going on.
Terrible call. So Isaiah Hart has fouled out with 3:04 to go. Well, John, we talked a lot about this bench here for the Blackman Blaze. I mean, Sid Wilson is going to have to play the rest of the way. Rogan, who just went out for a breather, is going to have to, this is the one. This is the group right here.
Well, and Wilson is probably a great person to put that in. Again, he just is a confident young man, not arrogant, not cocky, just confident.
and a really good player to bring off the bench in a situation like this. I love the kid. I mean, I have no problem putting him in, although you lose that ball handling ability that Hart gives you.
McPherson at the line for 1-1. Missed it. Rebound. Pierce. Reed Pierce pulls down the rebound to Jennings. Who's going to take this game over this last 3 minutes for the Blaze? Juwan Jennings and the Blaze trailing by two. He has the ball out near midcourt. Go right side to Rogan. Back to Jennings. Said Wilson left side. Cutting through. It's Lucas Hart. Swish from the foul line. We're tied.
And I think he was fouled. On top of that.
39-39. A 5-0 run for the Blaze to tie it back up. 2.5 to go. In the deep right corner, Shumpert. Going to bring it back out front. McPherson. He has it near midcourt. 2:18 tied. McPherson drives, glides in the lane. Runner, no good. Rebound, Pierce. Chance to take the lead on this trip by the Blaze.
Over the rim for that rebound, Mr. Pierce.
2 minutes to go on the clock in the game right now.
If Barry could get a basketball in his hands, he'd take it.
For the lead, swish! Juwan Jennings! Two-pointer, left elbow. 41-39 Blaze on a 7-0 run. Shumpert for two for the answer. Crawls over the rim, no good. Rebound, Juwan Jennings has it. They leave him all alone. Minute 36 to go in the game. Minute 30. Jennings attacks, gets it down low in the lane. Finger roll! It's Reed Pierce. What a run here by the Blaze. 43-39, a minute 23 to go, a 30-second break. John, give me some air.
Well, what do you mean me? I'm as excited as you are. Anyway, okay, here we go. From residential commercial farms to land, the elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. For all of your auction needs, call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. And do you have a sports-related injury? Schedule an appointment with Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance today. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit toa.com. Brian, I didn't see this one coming. I didn't see this surge coming right here. It looked like Blackman was kind of into the ropes. Isaiah Hart was in foul trouble, fouled out, and then all of a sudden, that jumper by Jennings inspired him, and Reed Pierce has gone and playing above the rim, and I mean above the rim.
Still got a lot of time left here. A minute and 23 to go, 43-39. McPherson with the ball now. McPherson to Shumpert, left side, Adcock for two, no good, rebound. It's Shumpert, turn, spin, shot good by Andy Shumpert. Two-point lead, Blackman. In the backcourt, in trouble, Jennings gets it up to Wilson. Said, stops, got to get rid of it, and does to Pierce. And they reset here under a minute to go, 57 seconds. Rogan, hacked, fouled, going to the line. Foul on Shumpert.
Well, Rogan doesn't have a lot of points today, Brian, but he's got an opportunity to be a really big key player down the stretch here. He had such a great game the other day. They've kind of bottled him up today. But now he's going to some really huge free throws.
Andrew Rogan toes the line. Number 14's got it. First one from the Toots free throw line is good.
You want to match every basket. If you match every basket, you can win this game.
44-41. Need another one. Shot it. Got it. Timeout on the floor. We'll take it as well. Blackman leads by four with 54 seconds to go in the game. WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships comes back after this.
Hi, this is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Got a problem with your phone? Yes, we still do on-site repairs at all of our locations. Don't have the money to afford a new phone right now? Ask about Sprint Easy Pay. Think about adding a tablet or an iPad? Come by the Sprint by Cellular Concepts and look at the tablets and iPads. And remember, Sprint by Cellular Concepts is locally owned and operated. It's a family business.
This is Lori Zane Smith at Reeve Zane. Make a trip to Reeve Zane to experience a true destination for special products and great service. You know our pharmacy care and our amazing milkshakes. Did you also know our gift shop has a unique variety of gifts? We offer products not found around the area for a baby, friends, and even yourself. Our stock changes daily. A special gift from Reeve Zane is always memorable. Call 615-278-3158. Visit Reeve Zane on Memorial Boulevard or online at reevesane.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships brought to you by Mills Family Pharmacy, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Bell Jewelers, and Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
With the basketball, McPherson, three in the corner, left side, bounces, won't go. Jennings with the rebound, 42 seconds, long pass up. It's Lucas Hart. They blew a whistle. The shot went, but no basket. Why did they blow the whistle? They called a foul. Who did they call the foul on?
Well, it had to be on Brentwood.
Yep, they did.
I think they fouled him as he was trying to pass the ball.
Foul is on Shumpert.
And I knew something was up because Lucas Hart just kind of stopped.
I wanted the basket. Because it was going to be a lay-in on the other end. But that's why, because the whistle had blown. 40 seconds to go, 45-41. Blackman with the lead. Juwan Jennings is at the Toots free throw line.
Need them. Got them. Need them all.
Toots Good Food and Fun, Broad and South Church in Murfreesboro and on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna. Toots Good Food and Fun. Should be two free throws here for Juwan Jennings. That's what the discussion was going on. Listen to the Blackman crowd. Got Juwan Jennings all fired up here at the free throw line. First toss, no good. ...45-41. This to give Blackman a 5-point lead. Shot it. Missed it. Missed them both. McPherson. 38 seconds. McPherson. Fires it back out to Shumpert. Outside. Bautista for three. No good. Rebound Blackman. Sid Wilson has it. And there's a foul with 28 seconds. The shot was by Teichman, by the way. But he missed the 3-point attempt. And John... One thing that has happened today, they are 3 of 13 for threes.
Exactly. Exactly. That has been the difference. If they'd have shot that last year in that game, Blackman would have won easily, I think.
Well, and in the game versus Wilson Central on Wednesday, they were 8 of 18. First free throw, good by Sid Wilson.
Wilson. Yeah, I just love that kid. I mean, he just smiles.
This would be huge, a three-possession or two-possession lead. It's good. It's good. Timeout on the floor. 47-41. Blackman leads 28.7 seconds. Stay with us. WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships returns after this.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. Tell us what it's like to work at a family business.
It's a lot of fun. However, it's a lot of work. Everybody has to pull their weight equally.
What do you think are some of the advantages of people doing business with a family business versus a corporate business?
We are here to answer all questions. We're responsible for scheduling jobs. We're not here to sell you material and pass you off to a list of installers.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Prentice Also Heating and Air, Smyrna Bowling Center, Jones Car Wash, Little Caesars Pizza, and Franklin's Print Work. Also, Toots Good Food and Fun, Madeline Scales Harris for City Council, the Krischer Law Firm, Butts Tire, and Reeves Sane Drugstore. Brian, 28 seconds to go, pal.
Those free throws were big, got the lead to six. Still a two-possession game, but you got to have two threes to tie.
I'm just wondering if Gail Vick's on a respirator. Do you see her up there?
Yes. Okay, I see her
okay?
Right at the end zone right there.
Her health is okay. Right.
So far, so, McPherson.
Panicking. Okay.
Left side, Adcock. Fires up the long two, no good. Rebound, Blackman. 18 seconds, and there's another foul. Let's put some more on the scoreboard. Gail Vick is building a dynasty on it, Blackman. State and national champion girls,
huh? Let's don't go there yet.
Well, she wants to add to that. They've already got the dynasty started, haven't they? With last week's big win, wouldn't it be something? Shot it, missed it. Another one for Sid Wilson coming up from the Toots free throw line.
This would, I think, pretty much ice it if they get one of these free throws here.
It's a 3-point lead. Bounces around, will not fall. 17 seconds. Here come the Bruins with McPherson deeper in the corner. The three ball, Lawson, it's no good. Rebound deep with nine, with seven. They still have the ball with six, with five. It's not going to work. McPherson, Adcock, three, no good. And there's your horn tipped up. And the Blackman Blaze are headed to the boys' championship game. It's the first time in 30 years Rutherford County has had a team in it. And the Blackman Blaze are the team to do it. In their third year in a row of being in the championship game, they get it done by a final of 47-41. The drought is over. Now let's go take care of another drought. It hasn't been since the 65 Murfreesboro Central Tigers. And we've hoisted that gold ball.
And a nice touch. Blackman Blaze going up into the crowd, thanking their fans. And what a group of fans they've got. Wow. Great moment. I know they're tickled.
Gotta be.
Barry Wortman, though, is already working, looking at film.
Great win. Blackman 47, Brentwood 41. John, we're going to take a quick one-minute break here. When we come back, we'll give stats and everything, and then we'll get you over to El Paso, Texas, to see what's going on out there with the Lady Raiders. That's what's going to happen when we come back here. A quick wrap-up from the floor of the Murphy Center. Stay tuned.